Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and just speak to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new topic, live prayer and altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, so excited to be back with you on this first Monday in 2020. So for a few weeks, I've been out sick with laryngitis, and it's just so, so good to have my voice fully back again and to be here with you as we rightly divide the word of truth to empower your everyday life. Hallelujah. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, what will you do with your time? What will you do with your time? And we are in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me just remind you of how to tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. On Wednesday nights, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or also online from rawsi.org, rawsi.org. But the best way to ensure that you never miss a teaching is to follow so that the recording will be texted to you if you are unable to tune in live. Follow by texting the letters DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DS. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. I tell you, not only your soul, but your everyday life will be made better for tuning in with me, because I am operating under the anointing of God, and the anointing not only makes the difference, but it destroys every yoke. All right, praise the Lord. I have some more exciting things to let you know that are already in place. Some of you have already been informed of this because you're my family and you already know about some of the things I already have going on, but I'm just very, very excited. So as the week goes by, I'll be giving you more information about things to come. But for right now, let's get into this word. I am in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, reading to you from the KJV. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Let's read that again. Now listen with spiritual ears. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Those of you who are just existing, living passively, just allowing whatever happens in life to happen to you, who are not proactive, but only reactive, who truly don't even know your anointing nor your power in Christ. Because if you did, you wouldn't have to be awakened from sleep. Those who are not diligent, and arise from the dead, be resurrected, Jesus has come that you might have life. Are you listening to this with your spiritual ears as I'm explaining this verse to you? He's come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Why are you living yet dead? And Christ shall give thee light. Jesus will give you light. He will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will give you healing. He will give you whatever it is that you need. Christ, who is the light of the world, will give you light through covenant relationship with him, through him and in his spirit. Christ will lighten your path. Christ will make a way. Christ will cover you. Christ will go before you. Hallelujah. See then that you walk circumspectly. Walk wisely. Be careful of what you say, what you do, who you're hanging around with, who you're sharing yourself with, your dreams, your visions, who you're giving your body to. Who are you just giving yourself to and throwing yourself away to? Who has your time? Walk circumspectly, wisely. Not as fools, it said, but as wise. Redeeming the time. Catching up on what you've missed out on. Reclaiming what you've given away and what you've lost. Because the days are evil. There is an end time. There is a time when this earth shall no longer be here because the rapture is going to come. There's a time that you may not even make it to the rapture. You may pass away before then. I may pass away before then. And then it's over because it is appointed unto man once to die, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27. But after that judgment, then you got to face the Lord. So what are you going to do with your time? That's our topic for today. It's 2020. And I tell you that this recurring cycle of the heightened activity at the beginning of the year, only to drain down to passive monotony by mid-year, because you haven't done anything that you said you were going to do at the beginning of the year, and then at mid-year to be in anticipation for the end of the year again so that you can, you know, again make some more declarations, this has to stop. You have to abolish it within yourself. Nothing will change for you if you won't change what you're doing. No greater results will come if you are unwilling to do the work. If you are unwilling to plan out your time, to do something with your time, to live your time, and to live the destiny God placed within you within this time. You don't get but one life. I hate to break it to you, but remember here on Daily Fire, the goal is to empower you to success in every area of your life. Not to just give you fluffy words to make you feel good, because what good is feeling good if there is no productivity in your life? If year after year you are in the same place, year after year you're wanting and doing the same thing, but nothing comes to fruition. Now, this is not that your goals should change, but you ought to be reaching some of the goal. What will you do with your time? Everyone knows my declaration. It never changes because once God revealed unto me who I was, that's what I started working on. But the greatest thing is that year after year, I see myself having obtained at least half of those goals, so I only have two left, and there were about five or six, starting from 3 years ago. And those were major goals. And every year, I can look and see, wow, look at where I've come from. Look at what has occurred. So I'm just excited because this is my time. And so today, brothers and sisters, before we go into prayer, I've come to ask you to pose the same question to you. What will you do with your time? What will be different this year? And not just this year, what will be different in you today? What will you do differently today to reach your productivity in Christ that you have not done yesterday? In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, The Bible says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This is God speaking. You see, God already had purpose for you. Before you even came out of your mother's womb, he ordained you to be used by him. What will you do with this time? What are you going to do to make this day and every day a brighter day, a better day, a more successful day in your life, in your home, for your family, for those whom are close to you? What will you do to allow Christ to give you light, to shed his light in you? What will you say, and how much time will you dedicate to him so that you will arise from sleeping, arise from living a passive life, arise from just existing and be resurrected into purpose? Glory. What will you do with your time? I submit to you that it's all in your hand. The power to be great, it rests in you through Christ. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Father, we praise you and we glorify you. Lord, we thank you for this word today. What will you do with your time? What will I do with my time? What will you do, brother? What will you do, sister, with your time? What will be different in your home? What will be different on your job? What will be different in you? Hallelujah. Father, we praise you that the light of Christ, glory, will shine in us. It will shine all through us. It will come in and it will destroy the yoke and deliver us and set us free, because today we chose to arise from sleep. Today we chose to arise from being dead. Today we have chosen, glory, that we will live out our destiny in you. We will have success in every area of our lives, not because we're naming and claiming, but because we're doing and moving. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Have your way in their lives today. Father, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it, and we will forever glorify you. Hallelujah. We forever give you the praise. We forever give you the thanks. Our souls cry out, hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah. From the pits of our bellies, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to your name. We're on fire for you. And we love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come on and just praise him wherever you are. Say amen. Let's do the altar call, and we're going to give you the task for today. But keep on praising him. You don't have to stop praising because the music stops. The praise comes from inside of you. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I will arise from sleep. Now, Lord, I confess that I will arise from the dead. Now, Lord, I confess that I will redeem the time. Now, Lord, I accept that Christ has given me light. In Jesus' name, welcome to the family of Christ. Amen. Welcome. Everyone, make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord. Remember to tune in with me as part of your daily devotion, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Daily Fire, and Wednesday nights on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I actually take your questions and answers on air on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. You can always tune in from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But remember, follow so you'll receive a reminder text. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. All right, our teaching for today is what will you do with your time? Your task for today is to do greater things today that bring about greater success. All right, I'll see you in the morning. The time is yours. You can make a difference. Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every...